Rare earth elements are crucial for new technologies, like smartphones, hybrid cars, missiles and wind turbines, to name but a few. It's thought that China holds about half of the world's reserves of rare earths, with smaller deposits spanning the globe, including in Australia. In recent years, China has moved to limit global supply, citing environmental concerns and a desire to develop their own high technology sector. Their manipulation of rare earth exports has increased trade tensions and pushed up prices, as global demand already outstrips supply. The recent discovery, then, of large rare earth deposits in the oceans off Japan and in the South Pacific has raised hopes of alternative sources, albeit at depths of 4 or 5 kilometres below the ocean's surface. Professor Brent McInnes is the director of the John Deleteer Centre for Isotope Research at Western Australia's Curtin University. He says the discoveries will be of great interest to mining companies looking to explore new frontiers.
Now, this new finding of rare earth elements will be interesting because some of the companies that were looking for the copper and gold-rich systems may now also be looking at rare earth elements as a potential ore.
One of the more recent discoveries of deep-sea rare earth deposits was several thousand kilometres off the coast of Tokyo, but within Japan's exclusive economic zone. By one estimate, it could hold as much as 6.8 million tonnes of rare earths, which could supply Japan's consumer electronics and hybrid car industries for more than 200 years. Large concentrations were also found in areas of the eastern South Pacific and near Hawaii. But the potential for Pacific Island nations to exploit these reserves is less certain, according to Professor McInnes.
From what the limited data that's available shows that most of the rare earth element enrichments are in the deepest waters and water depths of 4,000, 5,000 meters deep. And these are far away from the island countries themselves. And although I'm not saying that it is possible that they're within their exclusive economic zone, I think most of this area would probably be in areas which are not claimed by any of the island nations. But if it was possible that there was some deep water near some of these island countries, yes, they could license it.
Deep-sea mining is still largely experimental, and the potential environmental impacts are difficult to measure. There is concern that mining around mineral-rich volcanic vents could harm the unique sea life common to these sites. Dr. Helen Rosenbaum heads the Deep-Sea Mining Campaign, whose focus is the world's first commercial deep-sea mining project off the coast of Papua New Guinea.
So the direct impacts are about the destruction of the area that's going to be mined. So this is the destruction of these amazing vent formations and the unique ecosystems. And those direct impacts are, many species have not even been identified yet on the sea floors. So that means that many species could become extinct before they're even really discovered.
Professor Brent McInnes believes the depths of rare earth deposits and their apparent distance from volcanic vents could lessen the impacts on undersea environments.
These rare earth element muds, if you will, are in the deepest parts of the ocean where there is extremely low biodiversity. It is, if you were to do a camera scan of some of these areas, you would find that it was a desert-like environment.
Environmental concerns and trade wars aside, Professor McInnes believes deep-sea extraction of rare earths is still many years away.
This is going to be a strategic initiative by the countries of the world, by countries like Japan, for example, which has a great need for rare earth elements in their manufacturing industry, but no local source. So I suspect that they will have some sort of a nationally supported company, for example, that might be exploring these regions and developing the processes for mining and exploiting the rare earth elements. But how long could this take? Usually, these things take 10 to 20 years from when there's a discovery.